Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Let's face it, the recommendations in this article are pretty commonplace. But the distinction between hope and optimism is where the author shines. So the big question, how do we create those little differences that pack a punch? Here's my approach. First up, the more similar, the better. Think small gaps. Here's my standard. If folks use the two terms interchangeably, they are good candidates for a distinction. We want items similar enough to create confusion. We want folks to think, wait, what? I thought they were the same thing. That is what gets the attention to continue down the road we're going. Second, simple comparisons. Nothing complicated or it won't be remembered. Again, that's what I loved about the article. One big difference that got carried through the whole piece. So this is not a two-page treatise here. Think three or four sentences. One paragraph if you have to. And that difference has to be simple enough to be remembered and profound enough to be applied in different ways. Distinctions are one of those things that are very small but can change everything. How do you know if you have a good distinction? Try it out on your friends and colleagues. If they want to know more, you're on the right track. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.